This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So what we got here, Lee, is a veritable tinderbox in Minneapolis, given its history. If you remember the history here, Jacob Frey, the liberal lunatic mayor, really got into the George Floyd riots, so much so he turned over a police precinct to the rioters, just let him have it, cleared it out and let him have it. Hundreds of millions of dollars of damage. And remember, this is Gwen Walz. This is the wife of Tim Walz, talking about what it was like when the protesters were lawlessly rampaging on the streets there in Minnesota, doing millions of dollars worth of damage, and how fun it was and how much she loved it.
I would say those first days, you know, when there were riots, I could smell the burning tires. And that was a very real thing. And I kept the windows open for as long as I could because I felt like that was such a touchstone of what was happening.
The burning tires on innocent people's cars.
Yeah.
That were seized by left-wing lunatics and ticks and burned because they were mad. And you don't want to make them mad because laws are suspended. Norms don't apply. They're special people. They know best. And if, you know, they're mad, your car's in the way, or God forbid you're driving a Tesla, then just burn a thing down.
Yeah, you're just part of the Marxist revolution.
Yep. That's what this is about. And it began to happen again yesterday at the situation on the ground. And to really get a sense of what happened yesterday, of course, you have to go on X because it's even muted on Fox News. They're just not doing a good job covering it. Have you noticed, by the way, what's going on Fox? I know you watch a lot of Fox for prep. I do, too. Just like to see what they're saying because And have you noticed more and more they're going to and using on the ground reports from what I call like X reporters, just people who have a lot of following on X.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to their local affiliates. They're going to people on the ground who are on X. And they're getting much better news reports out of it. And you're talking about what, you know, Nick Shirley did with that video. I mean, he ran circles around the national media.
Yeah.
Just a kid with a camera. Which shows what we could do in this country, okay? But here's what's going on yesterday. So Nick Sorter, who's covered a lot of these ICE protests, was on the ground yesterday in Minnesota. And what happened was, after the shooting of the woman, the crowd started showing up very quickly because the left very much coordinates these things. So they could get people, a lot of people on the spot really fast. And they were using like pepper spray for crowd dispersal to try to protect themselves. As often happens, the crowd surges up to about 1,000. This is a residential area, keep in mind. And we all know what the left does when they get mad. I mean, if you have a nice house, they'll just burn it down. I mean, it's just what they do. I mean, burning tires, you heard the woman. And she's the first lady of Minnesota. So what did they do? Jacob Frey pulled the police back again, so that the feds were left alone to deal with the insurrection. They were initially on the scene and they were pulled back. Fox News refers to this.
Crowds here immediately clashed with the federal agents who were on the scene as they tried to maintain a perimeter of the crime scene. The pepper spray and tear gas came out at that point. The federal agents were pulled from the scene. That diffused the tension for a moment. Ultimately, protesters clashed with local law enforcement. They threw ice balls. They broke out windows of law enforcement vehicles. Ultimately, the tear gas came out again. Local law enforcement stood down, but people keep showing up at that scene. They look like they're about 1,000 strong now at this point.
Did you catch that? Local law enforcement stepped down. All right, let's go to the X reporter, Nick Sorter to find out what happened. He was in the crowd.
Now, keep in mind, though, these people still don't have very much respect for police. Although you see that the police that will back away when they start getting pushback from these leftist agitators that are out there. But the mayor is the one giving those orders, telling them to bail out and leave. So a lot of these police officers want to be able to enforce the law and keep the people in all the. This is a residential area. These people feel very unsafe down here right now because it feels like anarchy.
Well, that's because that's what it is.
So you're hearing what Nick Sorter is saying. He's like, look, Jacob Frey pulled the, you know, Minneapolis police back. They will do this tactically, Lee. We've seen it three times now. The most outrageous one was actually reported by the UK Daily Mail. You remember where all this started in L.A., where the left-wing loons had the ICE building surrounded. They were trying to smash their way in for over an hour. And we would later learn that Liberal Mayor Karen Bass personally went to the dispatch center to make sure the LAPD was not dispatched to save the ICE agents inside the building. And that was, people forget this, but that was when Trump said, I'm sending the National Guard into LA. That's why he did it. Because they will pull back the local police to try to get as much violence, maybe, you know, death, but definitely violence toward ICE agents going as possible. Remember it happened again in Chicago. Remember when those liberal lunatics surrounded the ICE agents who were just in traffic, by the way, rammed their car. They weren't even actually doing anything. Surrounded them in traffic. And once again, the Chicago PD were held back. Can't respond to the scene. So feds have to come in and try to back up the other agents. If they can't help them, they can't get there fast enough, God forbid. Well, the second set of agents were boxed in, driven off the road, and they were surrounded by left-wing loons. They eventually got them under control. So these things are deliberately stoked. This is very tactical. And we saw it again yesterday. We're going to see some more of this in Minneapolis. Again, where Nick Sorter is reporting on the ground, what do they do? When the liberal crowd shows up like that, the Democrat leaders pull back the local police, either to get maximum damage from the rioting, maximum damage to the neighborhood. Nice house, shame if something happened to it. By the way, if your property is too nice, you're probably an oppressor. And so you deserve to lose it anyway. Plus, if we get mad, we have a right to burn anything we want. They foment the violence by tactically and deliberately pulling back police. And again, this is something we've seen from Jacob Frey before, the mayor, when he deliberately abandoned the police precinct, which was then destroyed. So this is all very coordinated, like a theatrical production.
And wonder how those 1,000 people just happened to show up in this residential area where this incident happened.
Like that. Mm-hmm. A lot of folks asking that.
Yeah.
But look, it's the whole thing was very coordinated. You heard Kristi Noem talk about that, the head of the Department of Homeland Security, that they had been harassing these ICE agents, following them, trying to block them with their cars, calling them Nazis. Well, this is interesting. This is a witness to the shooting. This is from online. And she's actually taking this. This is interesting. She's actually taking the side of the woman who was shot. But she, accidentally makes the case for ICE. She's talking about the woman who was shot in her car. And right now the left is spinning this as she was just, you know, an innocent bystander. She was just documenting, you know, what was going on. She is just watching, when she was attacked. No, listen.
They clearly wanted her out of there because she was the main car leading the protest, is my understanding. I talked to another guy who was driving behind her, but she was very successful in blocking traffic. She was doing what she was set out to do, and so they wanted to get her the hell out of there. Yeah.
So it looked like she was impeding ICE vehicles.
Definitely. Yeah. Okay. That was her goal.
So that matches what Kristi Noem is saying. This is the leader of this. This woman has been doing this all morning long. She's been tactically using her vehicle as a weapon. And she thinks she's making a, you know, anti-ICE argument. See, they just want to get her out of the way. Where does this idea come from that if I don't like what the cops are doing, I can just insert my car into the situation? This is bizarre to me.
Well, it doesn't always work out well. There's a case in Pickens County today, in fact, where a person is accused of trying to run over somebody in a parking lot, and they were arrested. Now, there was not gunfire involved, but you have a similar situation. You have a person using a vehicle as a weapon, and, you know, the person that they were trying to run over didn't shoot them, but they tracked him down and they're arrested and charged with attempted murder.
I mean,
that happened here.
Yeah, no, I mean, it happens regularly. You cannot use your vehicle as a weapon. One of the things you'll see if you watch police videos is sometimes when somebody's pulled over by the police, reckless driving, drunk driving, whatever, they've committed a crime, family members will show up.
Yeah.
Now, because the cell phones on the side of the road, the family, you know what they will do? They will do the stuff. Actually, that happened with the NFL player who was pulled over on his way to practice. He was driving too fast. Mm-hmm. Another one of his friends pulled up and was like, "What's going on, officer?" He got put in cuffs.
Yeah.
They aren't going to let your family negotiate and argue with the police and impede what they're doing either. I mean, this is standard police work, but the left suddenly seem to think they should be exempt from it.
Well, of course.
So I guarantee you that Antifa is now surging on Minneapolis. They are coordinating with the Democrat leadership, just like in L.A. The police will be pulled back. You're going to see massive crowds of people who are not even from Minneapolis. They're all headed there now to do violent street protests. Just as the White House announces, it has found the funding network behind, it's all Democrat run, behind Democrat donors, the $100 million funneled into Antifa protest and political violence across America. So this is very coordinated. It's very funded.
Well, you've got Donald Trump and Republicans for law and order. You've got Democrats for unlawful behavior and disorder.
You know, I got to tell you, one of the most fascinating elections is going to be the midterms.
Yes, it is.
I mean, Democrats aren't hiding it any more.
No.
They used to lie and say, "Hey, no, we'll cut down on crime better than Republicans. We'll, you know, we'll increase prosperity, jobs better than Republicans." They're not doing any of that. They are in your face throwing in with criminals.
Yeah.
What are the American people going to do? Historically, the party in charge almost always loses the midterm. Very few times that hasn't happened. Let's see what Americans do. This is one big IQ test, America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Folks, Ned Ryun, a month ago, said something to Laura Ingraham about the Marxist revolution that we are undergoing within the Democrat Party. They want it nationwide. Right now, it's within the Democrat Party. And he could have said it yesterday. After the shooting. In fact, it was prophetic, the fact that it is a month old now. And I want to play it for you because this is exactly where we are in America. Let's see if we can get it to.
To support the Democrats these days is to support chaos, criminality, and lawlessness. And, you know, the sad part is, Laura, the commies and the Marxists who are in the streets conducting these protests, violent protests, at least to their credit, they know what time it is because they know what's at stake. They understand the existential threat to their power if these non-citizens, these illegals, with these mass deportations are removed from this country. It removes their power, it removes their money, and it makes it almost impossible for them to get enough electoral power to take back Congress or to take back the White House. So they fully understand what is at work, and we have too many Republicans, and I'm afraid Republicans inside this administration that don't seem to understand what is going on, that if this is not broken apart piece by piece, it will be our undoing and we will find ourselves in the not too distant future in a single party state because we didn't have the political will or courage to actually forcefully break apart this fully funded attempted insurrection against this country.
You know, that's funny because he said that a month ago. I said at the beginning of the year, as we uncover the networks, I was talking about Doge, they will get more violent because they cannot win without their fraud networks. And wouldn't you know it, Nick Shirley, 2 days ago, released a second video after his first devastating Somali fraud video. In it, he and Dave describe What do Somalis do for that $9 billion? And apparently, they do more than just vote Democrat. They ballot harvest. Listen to how that works. By the way, what you're about to hear is not legal.
What they say is, if you do something to go against our community, we're going to vote for, and they all vote together, and there's ballot harvesting, I've seen them do it, that we're going to vote for your opponent unless you do what we tell you to do.
And so is it all purely for votes?
Yes.
And so this building right here, Cedar Riverside, major massive apartment complex. How many Somalians do you think live in there, for instance?
Well, this is just one complex. You've got 20 more just like this around the Twin Cities, and they're all Somali. You're talking probably 100,000 or more people, and they're all living rent-free. They're driving a vehicle that you paid for. They're eating food that you paid for. Everything they do is something that you paid for.
And for instance, that entire block will then go and vote for one specific candidate.
They'll have one person go there and collect all the ballots, and nobody tracks. They could say they have nine people living in an apartment. They're going to send them nine ballots. And then they have someone who comes along, collects all the ballots. And
okay, so how it works is you can vouch for seven other people in order to register them to vote. You can say, yes, I signed here under penalty of perjury. This person lives at this address. They then turn around and mass mail them the absentee ballots, 9, 10, 15, 18 to an apartment. And then he says the Somali ballot harvesters go into the community. They pick up all the absentee ballots that are mailed in. They all get filled out for the Democrat. And that's how it goes. And he goes deep into depth on it. Folks, what you are looking at here is a Marxist operation. You know what's really eerie about what Christine Ohm said? Hundreds of vehicle rammings by liberal lunatics against ICE and Customs and Border Patrol in the last few weeks, including three that day in Minnesota. Golly, I'm watching the Russian Revolution again. I know I tell you all about this all the time. But one of the things you need to understand, I've been telling you this, the Democrats are using the playbook that the communists used to take Russia. The reason they're using it is because, like America, Russia was a very heavily armed country. They had, you know, gun rights. They also had a lot of former military, just like America. How do you take over a country like that? You're not going to win on the battlefield. You can only win through terror. So what they started doing was attacking police officers. They'd throw acid in their faces. Today, they're doing vehicle ramming, same kind of thing. You saw this in George Floyd, and I've been talking about it since then. Okay, well, there's not a lot of them. There's not a ton of the Marxists. How do you get the society to go along? Well, what you do is you terrorize. So they start with the attacks on the officers. Then they corrupt the judicial system. So somebody attacks an officer, threw acid in their face, killed them, whatever. Well, now they're on trial. Guess what? They send their torture squads to those people's houses. And the pre-Soviet torture squads were legendary. They were Marxist activists who used criminals and sociopaths. They would come to your house and boil you alive in the backyard in front of your family. People, even though the population was armed, they were so terrified of these groups showing up that they wouldn't vote to convict the Marxist lunatics who were attacking the police. And they literally, over 20 years in the run-up to the Russian Revolution, broke down society that way through terror. It's still unknown. They're estimated to have been 15 to 20,000 of these home break torture attacks. They would attack public officials who weren't on their side. After a number of years of this, the Cadet Party, which had started out at parity in the legislature, was writing checks to them. They basically had fundraising groups like Black Lives Matter on the theory of, well, if we pay them, they won't come torture us. But there was general fear throughout society, even though society was armed. Everyone was afraid to take them on because they were so fearsome. And they were the female torturers that were part of these Marxist groups who'd come to your house were particularly well-known. So you're watching, they were just very legendary for their brutality. So you're watching them, the Democrats, literally repeat that strategy. Attacks on the police, attempts to dox ICE. We've already done all the reports. I mean, they show up at ICE agents' houses. They show up at ICE agents' kids' schools. They put ICE agents' kids on, you know, apps and websites that Donald Trump then got taken that app down, the doxing app. This is the kind of stuff they're working up to. If they are allowed, they will go full terrorist torture unit. They will absolutely do. We already saw one training in the desert. That was just arrested. The Turtle Island left-wing loon group. They were planning to kill ICE agents over Christmas. They were busted, thank God, before they could do it. That's the end destination. We're a long way from there. But the way you keep that from happening is you have got to put down this insurrection. They've got to know if I ram an ICE agent, I might well be shot. And I'm definitely going to spend the rest of my life in prison. Maybe I'll let somebody else do that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kurt Schlichter writes, and he's making a great point here on X. Sorry, the whole thing just went down. Here we go. Is there a single Democrat who's come out and said that in light of this shooting, activists should avoid confrontations with and provocations against ICE agents? Just one. Nope. Not that I know of. Send it to me if you do. In fact, after the revelation, hundreds of vehicle rammings in recent weeks. We've known these vehicle rammings have been going on since the attempted assassination of ICE agents back in Chicago earlier this year. We've known they were going on. So I had Grok search. Could I find a single Democrat condemning or asking activists, hey, please stop with the vehicle rammings. We really don't want to do that specifically. Because this is becoming a well-known tactic. Again, hundreds of these against ICE and Customs and Border Patrol agents in recent weeks. Three alone in Minnesota on the day the shooting occurred. Nope, not a single one. Grok couldn't find it. They're cool with all of this. I guarantee you they're teaching this to the Antifa coordinators and the violent protester coordinators who turned out the 1,000 people on the spot like last night like that. Okay, joining me now is Representative Ralph Norman. He's our member of Congress. He's also running for governor with a great question for the Republican leadership of the state of South Carolina. Welcome, sir.
Tara, great to be with you.
Absolutely. What a crazy news day we have today, huh?
You know, it really is. But no day is the same in Washington as it is in South Carolina. No day is the same. And that's what makes it fun.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's start with this. You know, one great way to make South Carolina even more conservative, as most of the people who run for seats in the legislature claim they want to do, would be to finally close our primaries, our Republican primaries. To Democrat voters. That's how we end up getting all of these very liberal Democrats elected. Yeah, we just can't ever seem to do that. Do you have any idea why or any thoughts on that, Ralph Norman?
Oh, yeah. What happens, Tara, is with open primaries, you have Democrats in a lot of different races who cross over and deals are made, deals are cut to put particular people in office. And, you know, it's ludicrous that happens, particularly with the divide that we have now. The new Democrat Party is a Marxist Socialist Party. Big government is their god. And, you know, now more than ever, we need to have South Carolina as one of the, I think there's 23 states that have some form of registration or identification of which party you identify with, but it couldn't come at a better time than now. And I think Jordan Pace has got a bill up, but it'll be mothballed. But when I get to be governor, we're going to let them, you know, schedule a meeting and then put it on the back of the agenda and then basically, you know, mothball it. But we got to make this happen, and I think this is the same issue that there is no reason not to redistrict District 6, which is Clyburn's district. You know, to redraw the lines on that, there's no reason at this point in time not to have closed primaries where you identify your party, and it'll help the state, and it'll help put a fairness, in my mind, back in the voting system.
And it looks like the Republican leadership is already trying to help their Democrat friends. Jordan Pace, of course, is, as you referenced, a representative. And he tweets, the session hasn't even started yet, the South Carolina legislature, and they're already trying to kill the closed primaries bill, which would block Democrats from voting in Republican primaries, by scheduling it at the bottom of the list of a 9 a.m. committee. By House rules, the committee has to adjourn by 10 a.m. If they were serious, this would be an afternoon hearing, or they could put it first.
Yeah, I know the drill. I mean, what they do, Tara, is schedule it a subcommittee meeting 9 o'clock. They put what they don't want to pass at 9:50. They got to gavel in at the General Assembly at 10. So you got 10 minutes to discuss. It's a joke, but let them keep doing that. I mean, you know, that's where you've just got to call them out, and that's what it's going to take. And it may take a couple of times doing that, but we have to do that on everything now. You know, when you look at it, you can't be putting Democrats ahead of committees. You can't be placating a body that of people now that are opposite what is basically what made America great. And that's what the Democrat Party is a different party than what it was in the 60s and 70s. And that's what we have to realize. And we're in a war. We're in a war to save this country and to save this state.
Well, you know, and you pointed out earlier this week that, look, Ron DeSantis is down in Florida. Has called a special session to draw out Democrat districts that shouldn't be there in Florida. You've called for our state legislature to do the same to get rid of Clyburn's district. And they won't play ball.
Well, they're going to play ball when I get there. Probably not going to happen this year. But, I mean, think about that. I mean, if and I'm a friend of Jim Clyburn's, but if you look at that district, it's the jigsaw puzzle. You've got 8 counties out of 14 that is split. And it's not fair for the people. And if I would almost wager a pretty good bet that if you took a vote of the people of the 6th District, they even want it redrawn where it's fair. And and if we can't sell the conservative brand now, which we can, but if we leave it like this, where it's gerrymandered per street, per neighborhood, it's just not the right thing. And, you know, Clyburn's been there, 32 years? If anybody ought to have a lock on a constituency of solid voters for him, he could easily win it, even if it's redrawn. But it's not fair the way it is. And for the legislature not have the courage to take it up, that's fine. But when I'm governor, we're going to call them out, and they're not going to be able to bury it without being known who's burying it, who's, you know, trying to make a backroom deal to kill it. And then we'll see what happens.
Real quick, Ron DeSantis just announced a major milestone. While our governor, Henry McMaster, is pretending there's nothing he can do about illegal immigrants, and I've been demanding that he deputize every single state officer so they can begin making arrests, picking people up, including all of SLED, all of our highway patrol would be huge. Then they could just put the guy in their car, illegal immigrants, take him to the ICE facility for deportation. While Henry McMaster's making every excuse in the book why he hasn't done that, Ron DeSantis not only got it done, opened Alligator Alcatraz in another facility, he just announced a major milestone, Ralph Norman, that mainly through using, highway checkpoints, they have picked up 10,000 illegal immigrants and deported them from Florida in 8 months. Expect to see you doing that? Because Henry McMaster's is too busy playing golf.
We're going to do that, and it's interesting you bring this up. I talked to a sheriff that we really helped, Sheriff Breeden in York County, months ago. I said, what do you think about authorizing y'all through, they take an 8-hour course or something, and they can get deputized. He said, absolutely. That's in our bailiwick anyway. They're protecting the public. I mean, that's their job. That's what they want to do, take criminals off the street. And, you know, it baffles me how this is even a question. This is such a – and it's something that I'm sure Keel would want to do at SLED. And if you took a poll of every sheriff in South Carolina, they would be welcome to do that because this is making their job easier, and they're at the perfect position to do it. And you mentioned checkpoints. You mentioned, you know, other things that they're involved with and know from a standpoint of the intel that they get. So – I'm excited. That's one of many things that would be a easy thing for me to put on the table and would make it happen.
Ralph Norman, thank you so much for joining us this morning on 98.9 WRD. Where can folks find you?
RalphNormanForGovernor.com.
All right. Well, Venezuela vote coming up, folks. I can't describe the utter absurdity of this. Congress puts sanctions on Venezuela, on Russia, and on China. They can't move the oil, mainly on Venezuela and Russia, but then doesn't bother to enforce them ever. So Trump goes and reads the sanction bills that have been signed by everyone from Obama to Biden, all passed bipartisan majorities. He's just enforcing the oil sanctions and says, wow, these got a lot of teeth. I mean, I can go get a court order, do a whole blockade around Venezuela. I think I will. So he does. Then he goes and looks at, hey, you know, this indictment by a grand jury of Maduro has been on the table for a long time. I think I'll go roll him up. Like the Biden administration played it, wanted to, when they put the $25 million bounty on his head, leading to his arrest, and I quote, in the wanted poster. Trump said, hey, yeah, we got an active indictment. I got a court order to go get that guy. I think I will. Does he attack Venezuela? No. Does he overthrow the government? No. He has court orders for all of it. And because he actually enforced the sanctions with powers given to him as the commander-in-chief in the sanction language, the swamp's going wild and wants to take war powers away from him. The hypocrisy, I mean, it really is hilarious. If you understand what's going on, literally Trump enforced the sanctions and they're pretending he's at war. And you know what, though, simultaneously making the same bizarre argument. Well, you know, he should have removed the rest of the Venezuelan government. Oh, so he didn't overthrow the government of Venezuela then, did he? He just arrested Maduro, which he had a court order for. So he can't have it both ways. But he didn't take out the communists. We didn't take them out. We didn't take out the rest of them. So what you're saying is then he's not at war with Venezuela. He just arrested Maduro on a court order. Well, yeah. But it's war. No, it's not. The same people make the same argument. He can't go to war with Venezuela, but he should go to war with Venezuela and remove the rest of the Communist Party. They are so full of crap. You know why? All that money gets laundered back in from that Iranian oil that ports at Venezuela. Here's Alex Gray, former NSC chief of staff. I'll end the show with this.
Well, you think about these previous American interventions like Iraq under the Bush administration or Libya under the Obama administration that were absolute unmitigated disasters. Donald Trump has learned the lessons of these. And if those had been conducted the way he's conducting Venezuela, I think we would have had a very different outcome. The president has an understanding of limits. He understands this is not the role of the United States to go in and to rebuild Venezuela in the image of the United States. The goal is to make sure that it's not a nest for Chinese, Russian, Cuban, and Iranian malign influence. The role of the United States is to make sure that there's ultimately a transition, but we don't want to push. We don't want to make this overly aggressive in our timeline.
If Trump does this at no cost, we're not going to have enemies. Then what will the military-industrial complex do?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.